listening to the CCA Podcast.
For the next 5 weeks, right up until Easter time, we're going to be focusing on Christ be revealed. Reveal yourself in the context of our worship service, but beyond that, reveal yourself in this world. And reveal yourself in particular in relationship to the five big questions. What are the big five questions? Well, the who, what, where, when, why. So we're going to look at those five W's, who, what, where, when, why, over the next 5 weeks. We'll end with Easter and why. Why Jesus? Why is he important? Why is he crucial for life? But today we start with who. Now, before I do that, I do want to call attention to one, I think, a really important one of the blurbs that's in the bulletin. So if you want to look at the bulletin, you could right now. In 3 weeks, Pastor Scott is going to be sharing the message on the Sunday morning. He has the kind of a tough assignment. He's got when. When is Jesus? But I think it's a fascinating idea. So he's going to have fun with it. But Karen and I are going to be on a marriage encounter weekend up in Mukilteo, and a year ago, several of you from the congregation were there and a part of that weekend. Karen and I, we went to our first marriage encounter weekend in 1991. That's a long time ago. It was in Knibis, Germany, in the Black Forest. So we drove down. It was about a 7-hour drive, you know, through down to southern Germany, and we were full of anticipation because we had heard about Marriage Encounter from our good friends Dave and Millie Gable for a number of years, and we'd always wanted to go. And so Dave and Millie were going to be there in Knibis, and it was a mixture of military couples, like American military couples and German couples who had heard about the weekend, and then missionary couples like ourselves, and about 40 of us, and we came down, 40 couples, about 80 people in the room. It was a big marriage encounter. One of the things that happened was every time we'd come into the room, a sense of the awesome presence of Jesus would overwhelm us. There was so much prayer that was going up over that weekend that it touched us. Just to walk into the room gave us brought tears to our eyes. We knew that God was doing something. We knew our marriage really needed some refreshing. Actually, what was necessary is we needed our battery cables really roughed up. And this weekend gave us an opportunity. It gave us an atmosphere, a place in which God could do some deep level cleaning and abrasion, whatever he roughed us up. Yeah. And it changed the course of our lives. It changed the course of our relationship. Brought a freshness and now I'm not saying that Karen and I, ever since then, we've just been, you know, woohoo delighted. But it really was a remarkable, refreshing experience. And I would highly, highly recommend. Go check it out on the website. You can sign up. All the details are there in the bulletin, and we'd be delighted to see you there if you could possibly come. And but you do have to be married, and you do have to come with your spouse, okay? So So, Father, we pray now that you would make your presence, make the presence of Jesus Christ of Nazareth really known to us. This is a big deal, Father. We get